Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Saint Ben Salam, yes I, sabbatical greetings, thank Jah Rastafari here for the Rastafari podcast, for the Friday podcast of TJIF, thank Jah, it's Friday.
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat
Shalom. Thank Jah Rastafari.
Yes!
Yes, yes, give thanks to viewers, the subscribers at Rastafari Jews and Rastafari Israelites, and also streaming right here, the podcast on Rastafari Israelites. So if you come, you check out any of the streams, and temporarily this might not be viewable. Give us like a moment to try to work out some tunes. Got a reason on saving Rastafari music, but in the general category of saving black music, something that we've been observing happening with I and I music, with Jah people's music, with I and I strength. As Psalm 8 brought that out, we have today's daily Psalm, Psalm 90. Here in the season, it's interesting, there's a theme of prayer, even right here with Psalm 90, a prayer of Moshe, the Ish Ha Elohim, the man of the Elohim. But here, going to ride up right here with the dub, the Eight Chaim dub right here, with the Kabbalat Shabbat Psalms, with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29 here for the Sabbath time. Send bet salam, Shabbat shalom.
Yes, Shabbat shalom, send bet
salam. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Thank you. Rastafari. Sabbatical Eve.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay. Make I and I give thanks and pray.
Pray,
pray, pray, pray, pray.
Hey, hey. Salam, salam, salam.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom,
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat Samayin bekoakibit shalame. Kohulum yilik zahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shalame. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Stars, 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 stars.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Shalt not do any work,
thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom.
Vayikolo, 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 Vayikolo. From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their host. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the walk that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the walk that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Vayikolu HaShemayim veHaaretz veKol HaZevaam. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayikolu HaShemayim veHaaretz veKol HaZevaam. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayikol Elohim bayom ha-shvi'i me'lakito asher asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayishvota bayom ha-shvi'i mikol me'lakito asher asa. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayevarech Elohim et yom ha-shvi'i, vayekadesh oto, ki vova shavata mikola melakato, asher bara Elohim la'isot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath, that is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Ayrei Shan. It is first said in the Amidah at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home Kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagoga, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said. Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the sixth, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayikolu, the Vayikolu, Vayikolu. And, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayikolu, 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 the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the Hey, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod Hey Wehe. The passage here, known as the Vayikolu, 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 and they were completed. Yom HaShishi. Vayikolu HaShemayim veHaaretz veKol HaZevaam. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayikol Elohim bayom HaShvi'i me'lakito asher asa. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayishvota bayom HaShvi'i mikol melakito asher asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayavareka Elohim et yom HaShvi'i Vayakadesh Oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et Yom HaShabi'i. And sanctified it. Vayakadesh Oto. Because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavoa shavata mikola melakato. Asher bara Elohim la isot, 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 isot.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days.
when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Besma'ab, weweld, wemenfes kedus, ahadu, amlak, amlak, amlak.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth. Aret. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen, that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he comes. For he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a song. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabihev, the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
His name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is up on the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundering. Rastafari is up on many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Advice to all is
to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The home praises do what
Anna Bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna Bekoach. Gedulata Yemin Katir Zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm, gedulata yemineka, tatir zerura, untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika, zangaved, 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 tahereinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Sagaved, 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 Tahereh, Tahereh, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barkeim, Tahare, Rachemeh, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamlein, bless them, purify them, pity, 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 barkein, 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 rachne, rachne, tidkateka, tamida, 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 tamida. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, nahela edateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yachida ge'e le'ameka b'ne zokhreya kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaviat ushma, ushma, usha ik atenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kuvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever, ever and ever, ever and ever.
King Selassie at the Almighty Eye.
Ja, Al Selassie I live it. Raised in the hearts of all men forever. Ja.
King Selassie at the Almighty Eye. Amen. King Selassie at the Almighty Eye. Amen.
I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Lecha Dodi, Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati anikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad. Wa hiubi Jehovah. Yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem U'ulati Areta, W'tehila. In Him is our glory, in Him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'kadodi L'kadati Ekala, B'nei Shabbati N'kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in His design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings, Ivine.
lekato ti likrati kala bne shabati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of Hamelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, again, to his grace. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, thee sweet, I know, and ever acclaim. Chanting our praises, I eyes is to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha toti likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. We, I greet thee, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I hail thee, rejoicing in common accord. We, I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I welcome thy day. We, I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-shabbat, the Senbet, greet.
Senbet salam, Senbet salam. Senbet salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
By the workings of our hands, work and he thought he's a servant and a friend.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Yes, I. Psalm 92, the Sabbath evening psalm for the Sabbath, 92. And here to seal up the Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath. Here we have Psalm 93, Friday evening psalm. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 90. And I see here that I don't think we have really gone through the full Amharic of the Medrash Kedush. Hopefully we'll be able to do that here tonight on the Ear and the Irid as we prepare for the 30th sabbatical study. And one more day, we would count it 2 Shavuos, 2 of the 7 Sabbaths that we're commanded here in the season to count complete to the feast of the Holy Spirit. But here, 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 Psalm 93.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Ja, al-Shalasiyah in the sun.
Here, here, Ron Zachariah with Jarain to complement the Friday evening psalm that seals up the Kabbalah Shabbat, Psalm 93. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 90. But here, first, Ras Zachariah with Jarain.
Ja!
Rastafari.
How excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heaven.
Yahweh El Shaddai. Shines for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up. Heaven declare his glory, and I can see your greatness in all things.
Yes, yes. Give thanks, Ron Zachariah with Jarain right there to compliment the evening right, the psalm right here for the Friday evening, Psalm 93. So we have, we're in the 90s here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have Psalm 90, today's daily psalm. So we notice that we had recorded, as we were studying the psalms from the Amharic and the, first, like from the English, what we're familiar with, the Hebrew, going into the Amharic. We didn't have a full on the verse-by-verse in the Royal Amharic from His Majesty's Bible. I'd like to go through that right here. Looking at the time check right here, the Midrash, the study is very, very interesting, and I hope one get to hear a fuller full. But here we have Psalm 90 here as we begin book four of the Psalter. So the Psalms is from the ancient times divided into like five books, five parts, like the Torah, five books. And here we have book four, Psalm 90 to Psalm 106 is the fourth book of the Psalter. So here, the beginning of book four, the Hebraically speaking, the Shaddai. So we have the Shaddai, the Hebrew letter. Also, the Hebrew has an alphanumeric sense. So Shaddai, a letter, but also equaling the number 90. So here, the Mizmor Shaddai, Psalm XC, Psalm 90, as a theme of man's brevity, and Ha'ilahim, Ha'el, the Almighty's eternity. So the God-man, the mortal, man's brevity, and man's eternity, right? Man's brevity and Elohim's eternity. But here, what's interesting is that we have a prayer here, and these psalms right here in this season, according to the royal order, after order of Melchizedek, we've noticed that the theme of prayer seems to be a central theme here in the season, with the psalms in the season. For example, today, Psalm 90, we had Psalm 45 previously. We had Psalm 17 come up twice, even in this Shavuot right here. Plus, there was Psalm 8, you know, and that's just from the past several days of this second Shavuot. Here, we're also counting the Omer, the two sevens clash, counting to the Feast of the Holy Spirit. But with today's daily psalm here, I'd like to first of all start out with the first here. Now, if you notice, in the KJV Bibles, it would have a prayer. There's a superscription, as we often zoom in on that, because it's so very important. In the Western Gentile world, that's not paid a lot of attention to. That's not even connected really with the psalm. People start out at the first verse, according to the King James Version, and they often leave out the superscription. Hebraically, Judaically, according to the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, you know, the way of the tribe of Judah, Yehuda, Judah, and we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, that part is the key part, where it says, if you're looking at the Bible, KJV, you'll see the superscription before verse 1, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Now, in some of the translations, or some of the like psalms, you notice they don't always consistently. King James is ite as a translation, basically, but there's it's an inconsistency, right, that becomes an issue. So you'll see, yeah, I just had to turn to book four right here in the Scofield Study Bible. You'll see where it says a prayer. So the theme right here is a prayer right here, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. According to the Hebrew, we have right here tefillah, even the meaning of tefillah. According to the Hebrew, what tefillah means is different than the Western Gentile sense of prayer. We went over that, but also perhaps to go over it again, because it's a whole different perspective, a whole different view. It's like a whole 180 opposite of the Western Gentile so-called frame of mind. Tefillah limosha, a tefillah, a prayer. Tefillah from the palal, from the hit pa'al sense, which has the idea of judging, right? Of judging. Actually, prayer is like a self-analysis, Hebraically speaking. Word, sound, power. Tefillah limosha, ish. He's known as an ish, man, ish. Not ish, but ish. Ish ha Elohim, ish ha Elohim. man of the Elohim, true good, true God. That's the part that's often left. Say that right here and emphasize that before we ride up with Scorby.
Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish
the work of I and I hands. Yes, I. So here we're first going to ride up for overview. Going to segue into the verse by verse from the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. Go to Maui Katamaui, Haile Selassie's Bible, vis-a-vis the KJV. But here we did an audio, so kind of a little short, but it's significant here. It's kind of a segue, and we compare a certain area of the translation. Short, but here, riding up with a fuller fold after this. This is here. Yes. So we touch on some of the Hebrew. There's an interesting verse. I think it's verse, what is it? Verse 3. Just take note, verse 3. So hear. Give ear.
Ade, Adai, Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha-Elohim, Adonai ma'on, Ata ha'ita lanu, B'dor wa'dor, Tefillah le Moshe, prayer of Moshe, Ish ha Elohim, man of the Elohim, Ish ha Elohim, man of the true, good, the true God, Adonai, my master, Adonai, ma'on, ata, Haita lanu bedor wador. You, the I, ata, the I, haita, have become, haita, lanu, to us, la, to, nu, us, lanu. Adonai ma'on, ata haita lanu, b'dor wa'dor, in generation and generation. Tefillah le Moshe, ish ha'Elohim, Adonai ma'on, ata haita lanu, b'dor wa'dor. A prayer of Moshe, prayer by Moshe, the man, the Ish HaElohim, the man of the truth.
O our Father, who art in Zion, always be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth. Always be thy name.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mizmor, 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 Mizmor. Tefillah le Moshe Ish ha Elohim. Adonai Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu Dor Wa Dor. Here picking up with Zade, Mizmor, Zade. Psalm XC, Psalm 90, beginning off book 4 of the Psalms. Psalm 90 to Psalm 106, the Tzade, Mizmor Tzade, the 90th Psalm.
90th Psalm.
90th Psalm. Tefillah le Moshe, a prayer of Moses. Ish ha Elohim, the man of the true good, the true God. Ish ha Elohim, Ish ha Elohim, a prayer of Moses, the man of the true good, the true God. Tefillah le Moshe. Ish ha Elohim, Adonai Ma'on Ata, Hayita Lanu, Dor Wador, Adonai Adonai, Thou, the I, has been I and I dwelling place in all generations. Adonai Ma'on Ata, Hayita Lanu, Dor Wador, Adonai Ma'on, I has been I and I refuge, I and I shelter from the stormy blast. The eternal good is a dwelling place. In Deuteronomy 33 and 27, we have this said, the Ish Ha Elohim, the man of the true good, the man of the true God, the man of the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. The Ish Ha Elohim, his prayer here, Tefillah Lemoshe Ish Ha Elohim, Adonai Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu, Bedor Wador, Be'erem Harim Yuladu. Yuladu, wat cholel, eretz v'tevel, u me olam ad olam, ata el, before the mountains were brought forth, b'terem, harim, yuladu, yuladu, before the mountains were brought forth, were birthed, were brought forth. B'terem, before Harim, Harim, the Hars, the mountains, Harim, Yulado, Yulado, before they were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Watecholel eret v'tevel, the earth and the inhabited portions, the tevel, the inhabited portions of this earthly plane. Watecholel eret v'tevel. U me olam ad olam ata el, from everlasting, from forever, from the eternal. U me olam, from the world without end. U me olam ad olam, to the world without end. U me olam ad olam ata, speaking directly to he who be, we be ata, the I male ata el, ata el, the I is el, is ha el, is ha el, the I is the true good. The I is the true God. Ata El. Here we have the Aleph and the Beit verse of Mizmor Ade. The prayer of the man of the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Ish of Ha Elohim. Adonai, his prayer. Adonai, Adonai, Ma'on, dwelling place. Ata, the I, male. Hayita, Hayita, the I has Haya become. Hayita. Lanu, lanu, for us, for I and I. Bidor, from generation, wador. Bidor, wador. Dor, wador. Wador, wador. Wador, wador. Bidor, wador, from generation. In a generation, in a generation. Literally, it's in a generation. Bidor, in a generation. Wa, and dor, and a generation. Translators often say in all generations, but literally in a generation and a generation. El Ha'el has proved himself a dwelling place, not in a spasmatic, you know, spasmatically, no, but in one generation,
after another. The ancient mountains, here we have Deuteronomy 33 and 15 in today's daily psalm, speaking about man's brevity and El Elohim Ha'el's eternity. One of the finest hymns, it is said, in the English language. Isaac Watts, he has a composition, O God, our help in ages past. Well, this was inspired by this psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek Melchizedek. Inspired by this psalm, Isaac Watts, O God, our help in ages past. In sublime language, today's daily psalm, the 90th psalm, it dwells upon the transitory character of man's experience. But it's not in, as some would make believe, it's not in a pessimistic mood or pessimistic attitude. If life is seemingly, so to speak, brief, its moments are precious and must not be wasted in vain pursuits. The swift passing of his stay upon earth, upon the earthly plane, would render it seemingly meaningless and purposeless were it not that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Egeziah, the sustainer, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, is everlasting, always faithful, always sure, and in him, is humanity's abiding dwelling place. Adonai, Ma'on, Ata, the I, Adonai, has been I and I, dwelling place, Hayita, you have become Lanu, you have become for us a dwelling place. So the Mizmor, the psalm here, Mizmor Ade, is entitled Tefillah, Prayer Le Moshe, Tefillah Le Moshe, a prayer of Moses, and the similarity of its thought and language to Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 33, is noticeable. Take note. Among the modern commentators, one such as McLaren has defended the traditional authorship in these terms. Quote, the characteristic Mosaic tone in regarding death, mot, as the wages of Chatiat, sin, akri, falling short, missing the mark. The massive simplicity and the entire absence of dependence in today's daily psalm on other parts of the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, which separate this Mizmor from almost all the others of the fourth book. And this is the first psalm here as we begin the fourth book with the 90th psalm, Mizmor Tzadeh. So this psalm is separated and distinguished from almost all the others of the fourth book, because there are five books within the Mizmor Dawid, the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter. This is strongly favorable to the correctness of the superscription, Tefillah Le Moshe, a prayer, a tefillah of Moses, a prayer, Hebraically speaking, of Moses. Further, the section of verses 7 to 12 is distinctly historical. First is the history. Are you truly and duly prepared? First is the history and then the divine mystery. So we have in verses 7 to 12 distinctly historical testimony, and is best understood as not referring to mankind or human beings in general, as many people are led to be naive, where it's talking about 70 years and 80 years, and people think like, oh, they have an expiration date, so forth and so on, and they believe the lie of Diablos, the lie of Hasatan, sowing bad seed into their consciences and their mind state. This verse, or these verses, this section 7 to 12, is distinctly historical and is best understood as referring not to mankind or humanity in general, but to Yisrael, to Israel. Israel in particular, verses 7 to 12, where it says, for we are consumed in thine anger, and by thy wrath are we hurried away. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sin, our secret chatiyat, our secret sins in the light, the illumination of thy countenance, of thy face. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath, in thy rottenness. We, I and I, bring our years to an end as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, or even by reason of strength, 70 years, yet is their pride but travail and vanity, for it is speedily gone, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger and thy wrath, thy wrath, according to the fear, according to the fear that is due, the respect, according to the respect that is due to the I. Now, so teach us, teach I and I to number I and I days, that we, that I and I may get us a heart of chokmah, of wisdom, wise mind, and that understanding. The same thought in Moshe's exhortation that we have in Deuteronomy 32, verse 29. If they were wise, if they were wise, they would understand this. Not that. If they were wise, they would understand this. They would discern their latter end. So when we come to the portion of this, many people say, well, people are only appointed to live, and I make all these kind of pseudo latter-day counterfeit Christian theories about, well, people's age is 70 years, and maybe by strength is 80 years. In some places, even previously, this is recorded, some people barely lived to be 20 or 30 years. So they were 30 years old, they were old men or 40 years old. This is speaking about the children of Israel in the wilderness. This is historical. This is not a, you know, expiration date upon humanity. Like, this was stamped, like, you know, see, you buy a product or something, you look at it, and it says, oh, you best use before such and such. No, this is strictly speaking of the children of Israel. That's why we zoom in on this point, because often people will point to this and say, I'm getting old. Well, that's probably true. Hopefully wise. Like, if they were wise, they would understand this. They would discern the latter end, Deuteronomy 32, 29. So when it says the days of our years are 70, a score is 20 years. So 70 is 60, 20, 20, 20 plus 10, 70 and 10, or even by reason of strength, right? Like the whole country wears the strength, right, of strength. By reason of strength, 40 years. That means 20, 20, 20, 20, 40, and 40, 80 years. So whether it's 70 years or 80 years. I mean, I've heard ones and ones say, if somebody lives to be 82 or 83 or 84 or 90 years, they say, oh, like they're living on somebody else's time as though, and they'll point to this in their ignorance. If they were wise, they would understand this. Yet is their pride, well, that's in the Bible. Right? And that's what people believe, you know. And words and thoughts shape one's reality. So they actually bring it on themselves. Yet is their pride but travail and vanity. This is speaking of the children of Israel, you remember? When the 10 spies told the children of Israel lies and they believed that and they got disheartened and wanted to turn around and return to Egypt. And Moshe prayed for the intercession because John said, stand aside, Moses, let me destroy them. I'll make a great nation out of the Hebrew, Ethiopian nation. We'll see that relation of Moshe in the script, so the Ethiopian-Hebrew connection. And Moshe, he pleaded, right? Moses was a defense attorney, right, for the spies and the children of Israel that believe the lies. And because of that intercession and that advocacy, we get the principle of the year for a day. Those 40 days spying out the land became 40 years. And this is the connection of the 70 years, or if by reason of strength, 80 years. We can see clearly from the scriptural testimony that Moshe was 120, and the scripture says that he didn't pass away because, you know, his eyes, his vision was poor, or he didn't have no strength or anything like that. Sometimes you just get tired of humanity. He didn't pass away because of sickness, in other words. He was 120. He was 120. And his brother Aharon was about one, you know, he was up there as well. Just to point that out, right, right there. So let's understand this right here. That's why it says that for our days are passed away in thy wrath. We bring our years to an end as a tale, a tale that is told. Rather, in the Hebrew, it's more of as a sigh, as a breath, which passes the lips so quickly and reveal a feeling of weariness. This is how the Hebrew really brings it out. You know, ki alinu shaneinu kamo hege. It brings out the sense almost like a sigh, like, oh, like that last, when people say to one's last breath. In that sense right there, as a sigh, which passes the lips so quickly and kind of reveals a feeling, a sentiment of weariness. For the 70 and 10 years, against some say the Mosaic authorship of the psalm, it is urged that both Moses and Aaron exceeded the age of 100. Both Moshe and Aaron, so ones will say, well, it can be written by Moses, because Moses and Aaron, they were well past 70 and 80 years old. Their ages were more than 100. Well, the answer to the objection, people try to base that and say, well, it can be, like it says, Tefillah LeMoshe, a prayer of Moses. It must be written by someone else. And to counter that is this word, the prolonged lives of certain conspicuous persons. right, in that period do not warrant a conclusion. There's a faulty logic that one go on when it comes to that conclusion as to the average length of life. And the generation that fell Bamidbar in the wilderness can clearly not have lived beyond the psalmist's limit. And we look at and study the narrative, this is right and exact, that the age of those that fell in the wilderness that Jah had brought out, he redeemed and brought them out. He brought them out of Egypt, but because of their lack of yea and amen, did not bring them in. And that generation did not exceed the limits of the 70 to 80 years. By reason of strength, 80 years. But the same word, man is born to trouble. And it says, man that's born of a woman is born to trouble. Ye must be born again, the vanity, wretchedness, and we fly away. Thus we get the theme of fly away, you know, flying away, you know, which is a kind of a, you know, from certain songs and music, churchical vibes in that sense. He, man, shall fly away as a dream. It's all a dream. Was it all a dream? Job 20 and 8. So just to zoom in on that area right there, because that's one of the kind of major areas that many people point to, or they might try to make up certain pseudo-theologies on that. Well, you know, like, well, even the Bible says that you only have 70 or 80 years. That's your expiration date. They're lying to you. Understand that this is historical. This is speaking and referring not generally to mankind, but to Yisrael, to the children of Israel, particularly that wilderness generation experience. And no period is so likely to have suggested such a strain of thought as that when the penalty of Hati'at, of Akri, their uck, their uckery, their sin, their forfeiture, their lack. They were caught lacking. He brought them out of Mitzrayi, right? He redeemed them, brought them out freely out of Mitzrayi, right? But did not bring them in because of their lack of emunah. So the penalty of that uckery, right, that uckery was laid upon Ha'am, laid upon the wilderness generation, Jah people of the wilderness generation, and they were condemned to find graves, to dig graves for themselves, Bamidbar, dig graves for yourself in the wilderness. So we should learn. Right, we should learn. You know, any fool can learn from his own mistakes, but a wise man or woman learns from the mistakes of others. Bringing us right here to the Aleph Beit Gimel, just a kind of a basic intro, and for the Chaburim, we can get into a deeper study. Jah willing, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse here. Tashev, Tashev Eno Sha'adadaka Wa Tomer Shubu Bnei Adam. Shubu, shubu, shubu b'nei Adam. Tashev, tashev, return, tashev. Here we have, thou turnest man to contrition, and sayest, return ye your children of men, ye your children of humanity. Here in the third verse of today's daily psalm, KJV brings it out as, thou turnest man to construction, to destruction, to destruction. I was looking in the New Testament sense. He's building us up now, but recognizing how we get here. Here, verse 3 says, thou turnest man to destruction. So in water chesara atamelesin. Now, here's interesting what we have in the Royal Amharic and as well as with the LXX. But first, from low degrees to high degrees, we have tashir no sha'ad adaka, adaka, to daka, to constriction. Contrition, bring out the Hebrew, daka. Daka, right? On this interpretation, return means to me, the judge of the human spirit, Ha'el Elohim, the unchanging, is the refuge of changing, changeable, and erring man. Sometimes happy, sometimes sad, splashing, dashing, restless feet, you know, mixed up moods and attitudes. But Ha'el Elohim is the unchanging, being that refuge, that shelter from the storm. The Hebrew translation, daka, or contrition, also has the significance of dust, of dust. Brings a new context, so we say dusty, dusty the Negroes, right? Dusty lost sheep, right? The dust. Literally, daka is crumbled to powder. Daka, daka, like something crumbling to powder. Ibn Ezra, he connects the verse with Genesis 3 and 19, where it says, dust thou art, and to dust shalt thou return. Genesis 3 and 19, the word for man here used is enosh or enosh. It denotes the human being in his frailty. In his frailty. More on that in Psalm 8, round about verse 4, verse 5. Accordingly, the verse, it contrasts the fate of man, which is to revert, to return to the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone, and another one bites the dust, to return to the dust, with Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's deathlessness. Now, this particular verse, we touched on this before previously, and just to kind of point this out to the Chaburim, just to get a basic foundation of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Now, when we look at the Septuagint and the Royal Amharic, we have a little interesting nuance with this third verse. As we begin off with Kut Elsos, according to Metz Av Kedusa, says, so in water chesar ra'at amelesim, yesod et yotroi, Tamalesu, Talala. Now, the translator, KJV, translates, thou turnest man to destruction, sayest, return, ye children of men. But now we look at the LXX and the Metzach Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. It brings out more the sense of you should not return man to humiliation. You should not return him to humiliation. Whereas you said, the I said, return. And the return in this sense is in the sense of the repentance or turning from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life. Temelesu, temelesu, yeso lichochoi, O children of men. O children of humanity, O humanity, temelesu telale, you have said to the children of humanity. So here we have a little interesting nuance here in the LXX, the Septuagint, reflecting, some say, the ancient, right, under an inner standing, the true standing, so in. So coming from that basic Hebrew degree in growing in grace, we come to this overstanding, so in, human being man, so in, what a chesar, atamelesim, not to, don't turn him, don't turn him. You should not return man, what a chesar, to humiliation. Whereas, like to say, on the other hand, what you have said, on the other hand, what you have said, yes, so lit your toy, O children of humanity, here, we have that revelation, the visitation of Garmawi, Karmawi, Hada Selassie. Even that word he spoke to the nations is basically this word here. Yes, so lit your toy, O children of humanity, O humanity in that sense. Temelesu, return, turn, turn from the straight way to Yahweh, truth and life, Telale, Telale. The I, male, has said, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, who be, who be,
who be, who be, who be. Yes, yes, yes. We're here for time that we have, like 27 minutes for those in the Blog Talk live stream. But check out Rastafari Israelites here, going to the full of fullness here. First, here the native speaker, Abraham Chebuda. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 90. Here it is. Sama, Sama.
Mazmur, Samania Zatang, Bakanif, Zatana. Yegziavir so, Yamusit Salot. አቤቱ አንተ ለትውልድ ሁሉ መጠጊያ ሆንህልን ተራሮች ሳይወለዱ ምድርም ዓለምም ሳይሰሩ ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ አንተ ነህ ሰውን ወደ ሐሳር አትመልስም የሰው ልጆች ሆይ ተመለሱ ትላለህ ሻመት በፊትህ እንዳለፈች እንደ ትናንት ቀን እንደ ሌሊትም ትጋት ነውና ዘመኖች የተናቁ ይሆናሉ በማለዳም እንደ ሳር ያልፋል ማልዶ ያብባል ያልፋልም በሰርክም ጣውልጎና ደርቆ ይወድቃል እኛ በቁጣ ሐልቀናልና በመዓትህም ደንግጠናልና የተሰወረውን ኃጢአታችንን በፊትህ ብርሃን በደላችንንም በፊትህ አስቀመጥ ዘመናችን ሁሉ አልፏልና እኛም በመዓትህ ሐልቀናልና ዘመኖቻችንም እንደ ሸረሪት ድር ይሆናሉ የዘመኖቻችንም እድሜ 70 ዓመት ቢበረታም 80 ዓመት ነው ቢበዛ ግን ድካምና መከራ ነው ከኛ ቶሎ ያልፋልና እኛም እንገሰጣለንና የቁጣህን ጽናት ማን ያውቃል ከቁጣህ ግርማ የተነሳ አለቁ በልብ ጥበብን እንድንማር ቀኝህን እንዲህ አስታውቀን አቤቱ ተመለስ እስከ መቼስ ነው ስለ ባሪያዎችህም ተሟገት በማለዳ ምሕረትህን እንጠግባለን በዘመናችን ሁሉ ደስ ይለናል ሐሴትም እናደርጋለን መከራ ባሳየህን ዘመን ፈንታ ክፉም ባየንባቸው ዘመኖች ፈንታ ደስ ይለናል ባሪያዎችህንና ሥራህን እይ ልጆቻቸውንም ምራ ያምላካችን የእግዚአብሔር ብርሃን በላያችን ይሁን የእጆቻችንንም ሥራ በላያችን አቅና
ለገሹን አገረሹ መመለስ መለገሹን ዘንጋሽ ኢትዮጵያ መናሽ
But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic in another language because we want a song for each that men gets to realize people out here know what's going on. you know, because we want to ask them if we want to sell out the black people to the Russians. Then him will fight against America. You know. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. I'll do him a little closer to America because there was black people in America. So he must closer to America because he's having people. You know. Just as easy as that.
And so here today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 90 here. From the Parallel Bible, the Psalms of David, Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David, the Parallel Bible version containing in one volume both the 1611 AD, the English KJV, and the Ethiopian, the King of Kings, the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the 1961, them hard texts originally published by Moa Andesa, Ze'im Negeda Yehuda, the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah has prevailed. His Imperial Majesty, Gormawi Karmawi Halasilase, Siyume Exiavi, the elect of Exiavi, Ngusi Negese, Ethiopia. So here, the 2011 edition, we're going through this verse by verse, today's daily psalm. Mezmore Dawi, Samanya Zeteng, Bekinswist, in parenthesis, Bekinswist, Zetena, 90. So here from the old pointing or the old numbering of the psalm, we have the psalm here from His Majesty's Bible, Mezmore Dawi, here Samanya Zeteng, Samanya, 80 Zeteng, 80 and 9. But in the modern numbering, it's known as Zetena or 90. And the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, His Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David Bible, it confirms that there. So we have Mezmore Dawit, Samanya Zeteng, 89, in the ancient pointing, the ancient numbering, Zetana, Psalm 90, superscription. Yegziavi Herso, Yemuse Felot, a prayer of Moses, the man of Yegziavi Her, a man of the sustainer. Yegziavi Her, Yegziavi Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the excellent of. Exiavihir is also a trinity. Exiavihir, yeah, Exiavihir, so man of the sustainer, yeah, Muse of Moses, fellow, Muse is a title also, the head of a fraternal order. Yeah, Exiavihir, so yeah, Muse, fellow, superscription. Kutar An, verse 1. Firstly, Bismillah, Willeminfis Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in the Jemralen, we begin, Mezmore Dawit, Samanya Zeten, Bekinswista Zetena, Yegziavi Herso, Yemuse Elot, Kuter An, verse 1, Abetu, Ante, Letulit Hulu, Metegia, Honihilin, Exiavi Her, sustainer, Abetu. Here, for Lord, we have Abetu. Father of the house, Abetu. Abetu, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Abetu. Ante, the pronoun speaking to male you, speaking directly to father, speaking directly to source. Ante, the I, male. Ante, le tulid. For tulid generation, le for tulid for generation, hulu for all, hulu for all generation, metegia is like tega like a sure place, a place of refuge in that sense, like a refuge, a place to draw close and seek refuge, metegia, honi, you've become, Lin, you become for us, you be for us, Abetu. Ante, letulit hulu, metegia, honih, Lin, kuter hulet, teraro tesai weledu, midrim alemim asai seru, kazilalem iskazilalem dires, ante ne, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast form the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Mamarinya here. Terraroch, the mountains. Sai Weledu, Weledu. They were born here. We have Sai Weledu before they were birthed, before the mountains were birthed. Terraroch, Sai Weledu. Midrim, Midr, earth, the land. Midrim, and the earth, the land. Alamim, and the world. Sai Seru, before they were made, before the earth and the world was made. Midrim, Alamim, Sai Seru. Kazelalem, Zelalem. Zelalem often is interpreted and brought out in translations as forever, the sense of forever. At its root, it has the Alem, it has the world. But we say the world without end. But here, Kazelalem, from eternity to say, Iska, until Zelalem, until eternity. Deres, reaching from eternity to eternity, from eternity reaching to eternity, from forever, from the worlds without end, the spinning Alem, to the world without end, reaching to the world without end. Ante, the I male, ne, ante ne, the I be. Terraroch, Sai Weledu, Midrim, Alemim, Sai Seru. Kazalalem is Kazalalem Deres, Ante Ne, Kuter Sos, verse 3. So when a water Hisara, Ata Melesin, Yeso Lijo Choi, Temelesu, Telale, thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye all children of men, children of humanity. So when, so, sawu, 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 man, human being. So when, man, what a chesar to destruction, atmeleshen, don't turn, man. So we have a different reading here of Kuter Sos, of verse 3 here in the Metzav Kedus, the book of the seven seals of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, root of David. In Kedemala Haile Selassie's Bible, the Authorized, Revised, and Heart Bible here. In Psalm 90, Mezmur Dawit, Mezmur Zetana, Kuter Sos, it says, so when what a chesara, old is construct that basically can be brought out as destruction, chesar, atemelesim, don't turn. So here in verse 3 of the Royal Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, don't turn man, don't turn humanity to destruction. Like, don't return them. Don't turn them to destruction. So when what a chesar, atemelesim, yeso lijo choi, yeso, yeah, of soul of man, lijos, children of man, oh, children of man, more better translation from the Royal Amharic, children of humanity. Yes, so lijos hoy, oh, children of humanity, oh, children of man. Temelesu, return, oh, children of man. Yes, so lijos hoy, temelesu, Tilale, the I has said, for the I has said return. So don't turn man to destruction, contrition, right? Don't turn man to destruction. Oh, sons of man, oh, children of humanity, return, oh, children of humanity. You have said, the I have said to the children of humanity to return. Put that sauce again. So when would a chesara to melestin? Yes, so let your choice. Temelesu, telale, puter arat, verse 4. She ameta befite, indalefecha, indetenanta, and indalelitim, tegat nawina. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Here, the third verse, we have Kuter Arat, she. So here we have she. She is in the Royal Amharic. She stands for 1,000. She, interesting. She stands for 1,000. She Amet, 1,000 year. She Amet, befit, feet is face, fite in the eye, male face. Befite, in the eye, face, in the eye, presence, in the eye, perception. And Alefetch, in the, as Alefetch, as she that is past, as she that is, as she that is past. Hold on for a moment right here, brothers and sisters. Yes, I call and call and call. I'm going to try to grind on this and get this here, the full right here. Just, you know, invite your friends, even the friend enemies, to get a here right here. The Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals here. Kuter Arat, verse 4 of Mezmur Zetena, Psalm 90. She Amet, the thousand-year Befite, in your face, in your presence. In Dalefetch, as she that is past, in the like tenant, as yesterken, as yesterday, in the tenantken, as yesterday, in the like as leilitim. Leilit is night, leilitim, and night, in the leilitim, and as a night, or as night, tigat. Tigat brings out the sense of like tigu, right? To be diligent or like to watch. So as a watch, as the night watch, no, we're not. For it be, for he be, for it be as a watch in the night or as the night watch. She amet befite in dalefetch, in the tenantiken, in the leili tim tigat, no, we're not. Kutara, kutara, amis. Kutel Amis, verse 5 right here. Zemenoch yetenaku yehonalu be maledam in the sar yalfal. Thou carriest them away with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. Zemenoch. Zemenoch is Zemen. A Zemen is like the age. When His Majesty come forward, right, you had the Adis Zemen, right? The Adis Zemen, Adis meaning new, right? Adis meaning new, and Zemen means like age. We also have the same similar Afro-Semitic term in the Hebrew with Zeman, like, you know, the Passover and Isle of Day, Zeman Simchateno, like the season. It's brought out like a season, right, in the Hebrew, and like age, to say like the new age, Adis Zemen with His Majesty. So here, in today's daily psalm, give ear right here. Here in today's daily psalm, right, we have Zemenoch, so ages, Yete Nanko. Despise, that which is despised, Yehonalu, they will become as ages that are like despised, they rejected. The Malada is the early hour of the morning, the Malada. So the Malada would be the time, Ethiopically speaking, like between, say, 4 a.m., just before the dawn breaks, like when Maryam Magdaloit, when she came to the tomb, she came Bemalada. There's a whole tomb chant on that, Bemalada. It's also what's known as the intercessory hour. So here, as we go through today's daily psalm, Psalm 90, here at the fifth verse, we have Bemaladam. And in the early intercessory hours of the morning, it'll be just right there before the dawn. It's like right there in the sweet spot, like say maybe like 5 to 6 or maybe 7, right before dawn rises. The Maladam in the like sar in the Amharic is grass, yal fal, he passed or it passed as grass. Zemenoche tenaku yohonalu. The Maladam in the Sar Yalfa. So you can see that there's a difference, slight difference here between the KJV as we go through verse by verse, do due diligence. It says, thou carriest them away as of a flood. We don't find that right here in this verse here. It says, they are as asleep. We don't find that as well in the morning, right? They are like grass which grows up. So right here, verse 6, let's just do this for all good diligence, right? Because we're going to come forward with a second edition, because we see that, you know, because we're dealing with this technology, sometimes some errors might creep in. But give thanks to His Majesty for the hard copy, you know, of the Book of the Seven Seals. And let's just look over here to make sure that we're not imagining, you know, a difference or error, you know, just check, check, check. So give I and I a moment right here. Check, check, check. All right. So here we're in verse, here we're looking at the hard copy. And the hard copy, yeah, the hard copy reads the same. She Amet, Besite, in Dalafetch, in the Tanan Teken, and the Leili Tim, and Tegat, and the Winan, that's verse 4. Kutar Amis, verse 5, Zeminoche, Tanan Ku, Yohonalu, and Maladam, in the Sari Alfav. Zeminoche, right? They will become, it says, like, they will become as seasons or ages despised. And like in the morning, in the early hours of the morning, the early dawning hours of like the new day, they will fade, or he will fade, it will fade, fade away like grass. Kuta Sidis, verse 6, Maldo Yababal Yalfalim Besarkima Oligona Darko Yewedka. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withereth. Maldo. Maldo related to Malada, the early intercessory hours. Malada, Maldo. Maldo has a sense of like the morning is almost like passing, like in the morning time. Generally speaking, in the morning, Yabibab. So when we say Adish, Abeba, not Adish, Ababa. Like Addis Ababa would mean like a new daddy. No, I mean, you can, I guess one can reason on that, but the city is called Addis Abeba. Abeba. Abeba is a flower from the Abebe. Abebe to flower. What's of interest is that Hebraically the springtime is known, the month, first month, Passover, Fasica month is known as Abib, because Abib stands in the Hebrew for the barley. But the barley is the first crop to grow. It grows quick, fast, so it's the first crop to grow within the springtime. So here we have in today's daily psalm, Maldo, like in the morning or the morning, right, the dawning, early hours, Yabibal, Yabibal. It sprouts up. It sprouts up. It abibes, Yabibal, Yalfalim, and it passes away, Alefet, Alefet. It passes away, Yal Falim, and it passes away. Besark, Sarkim. So we have Sark. Sark is another old Ge'ez term for like the evening, the Sark. Sark, Besark, or in the old Ge'ez, Besark, Shark, right? Besarkim, and in the evening, it withers, having withered, and darko, and dry, yedkav, and it falls, he falls. So in the evening, it withers, and it's dry, and it fails, yedkav, wedekav can mean to fall, but wedekav can also mean to fail. Maldo ya babal ya falim sarkim at awligona darko yuwerka kuta sabat verse 7 inya bekuta alakanalina be maatehima denigetanalina, for we are consumed by thine anger and by thy wrath are we troubled. Inya is the Amharic pronoun for we. Inya, like say I and I to say we. Inya, bekuta, kuta. Some say kuta, or here pointed as kuta, bekuta. Kuta is anger, like anger in Amharic. Bekuta, here in the eye, male anger. Ala kenalina, Alec and Alec now. We Alec, we are worn out. We are spent. We have become spent in the eyes anger because of he who be exiled and sustain his anger. We're spent. We're like worn out. Alec and Alec now. Bet ma'at to him. And in the eyes ma'at. Here we have ma'at. Ma'at. The ancient Ethiopic ma'at. Now we're going to do some research on this. Because what's interesting is that the way it's pointed here from the is the ancient pointing, it has the same pointings as what people would call Ma'at from ancient Egypt. But here, this is brought out in translation as wrath, Ma'at. But if you study and go to the old Ge'ez, right, it has a sense of God's, like the Almighty's judgment. But it also can have a sense from Ge'ez like a large, like a congregation of people. It has a very interesting archaic sense, but here from the Ge'ez in His Majesty the Royal Amharic Bible, it is brought out as wrath or the divine judgment, right? His divine wrath, for the sense of wrathful judgment. Be ma'at to him, and in the eyes ma'at, in the eye male ma'at, be ma'at to him. In other words, the ma'at belongs to Ixiavihir. Be ma'at to him, and in the eyes ma'at, the eyes wrath, the nigat analina, the nigat analina, we are in a mental state of shock. Not just we are troubled, the nigat has the meaning brought out in translation like a mental state of shock. It's even more than trouble or fear, like a mental shock. Here, verse 7, in Yabekuta Alek Analina, Bema Atehim, the Negat Analina, Kuta Cement, verse 8. Yetasawarwina Hat Yatachnin, Befite Brahan, Bedelachnin, Befite Asa Kemete, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret in the light of thy countenance. Yetesawarawin. Sawara. Sawara is the high. Tesawara is something hidden. Yetesawarawin, that which is hidden. Khatiyatachinin. Our khatiyat, our sin, our uckery, our forfeiture, fornication of the crown of the king. Khatiyatachinin. Our uckery. Yetesawarawin. Khatiyatachinin. Our secret. Hatiyat, our secret uckery, the feet in the eye feet, in the eye face, in the eye perception, the feet burhan, in the presence, in the face of thy light. So here we have burhan, 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 the feet burhan, the feet burhan, in the light of thy countenance. In the light of thy face. Bedelachnim. Bedelachnim. Now the bedel, bedel is like Hatiyat is the sin, the uckery, and the bedel is like the wrongdoing. The bedel is like the wrongdoing. Forgive us our trespasses, wrongdoing. Hatiyat is the uckery, the forfeiture, right? The fornication, the crown of the king. In other words, it's that which directly violates the essence of the ten words. Bedelachnim, it can be like our bedel, like our wrongdoings socially to one another. Our chatiyat, our violation of his divine code. Bedelachnim, right? So bedelachnim, our wrongdoings, befite, in your face, in your presence, askemet kemete. Askemet, you have said, Kemet, you've said it. You've caused it to be said. So verse 8, again, Yetasawarawin, Hatiatachnin, Befite, Burhan, Bedelachnin, Befite, Askemet, Kutara Zetang, verse 9. Zeminachin Hulu, Alfo Alina, Inyam, Bema Ate, Alek and Alina. Zemino chachinim in the shararita dir yohonalu. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Zemenachin, our zemen, our age, our season, Zemenachin. Hulu, all our age, all of our season correspond to our days, but here speaking about like our age, our season, zemen, right? Zemenachin, our zemen, Zemenachin, hulu, hulu, all. Zemenachin, hulu, all our season, our age, to say our time. Alafo alina, for it has passed. For all of our season, like our time, our season has passed, for it has passed. Inyam, inya, 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 we. The pronoun in Amharic for we, inya, inya, Rastafariyawiyan, I Rastafari to say, but inya, inya, we, inyam, and we. Inya, we, inyam, and we. Be ma'atih, alak analina. Again, we have ma'at, the Ethiopic root of the ma'at. Be ma'atih, alak analina. And we, in thy ma'at, in thy judgment wrath, like in the wrath of thy judgment, be ma'atih, alak analina, we are alek, we are spent, we are worn out, we are like exhausted. Zemeno chachinim, zemenoch. Now we had zemen, singular, zemenoch, plural. Zemeno chachinim, and our ages, our seasons, our ages, our seasons, zemeno chachinim, in the like, shererit, shererit dir, shererit dir. Shererit is a spider and a dir is a web. Shererit dir yehonal, they have become. And our ages, our season, our times have, they have become like a spider's web. Kuter zeten zemenachin, zemenachin hulu alfu alina. Inyam bemate alik analina. Zemenochachinim in the shererit dir yehonal. Kuter aser. Asr, verse 10. Yes, Zemenochach Nema Idmeya Seba Ameta. Biberetam Semanya Ametina. Bibezagin Dikamina Mekaran. Kanya Tolo Yalfalina. Inyam Inageses Alina. The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength, if by reason of strength, they be 80 years, yet their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Yet, zemenochachinim. Here again, we have the zemen in the plural sense, zemenochachinim. Our ages, our seasons, yeah, of, yeah, zemenochachinim, and of our seasons and of our ages. It's here not using the days as the individual, but the time periods, in other words. Yeah, zemenochachinim, idme, the idme, like the age, and the age of our seasons, our times. Yeah, zemenochachinim, idme, seba, seba is 70. Seba Amet, my 70 years corresponding to the 80 years of the old King Jamesian Old English. 80 years of equals Seba, Seba Amet, 70 years. Yezam no chachinim idmet Seba Amet. Biberetam, Samanya Ametino. Biberetam, Biberetam. And if by vigor, vigorousness, it's a sense of strength, beretta, beretta. Like we said, bertu, bertu, like be strong in that sense. But it has a sense of, there's different words for strength and power. This word here is like more like by vigor in that sense, be berettan. And if by reason of strength, by reason of vigor, be berettan, semanya, semanya is 80, be berettan. And if by strength or vigor, 80 years it is. Samanya Amet Nau. Samanya Amet Nau. Be beza again. And if not, but if not, Bezah, like be Bezah. Bezah is like to increase. Bezah, like to say enough, like bizzle, right? Be Bezah. And if much, right? But if much, right? This corresponds with like that yet. You see that yet in the KJV. Yet their strength is labor and sorrow. Here we have be Bezah. And if much, again, but dikam. Dikam, like weakness. Right, weakness, dikam, like you worn out, like you tired, to say tired, tiredness. Dikam inna, tiredness, or to say labor, and inna, dikam inna, dikam inna, mekara, mekara, sorrow, like trouble. Bi bezah again, dikam inna, mekara inna. Kenya, ka'inya, and from us. And from inya, from I and I, from we, ka, from inya, from us, tolo, tolo is soon, tolo, tolo, soon, soon, tolo, soon, kenya tolo, yalfalina, for it is past, from us, soon, is soon, for it is soon past, from us. Inyam and we, in the Gesetz Allen. In the Gesetz Allen, this is interesting here, and we are reproved. It actually has a sense of, and we are rebuked, like we've been reproved by like rebuke, and we are reproved. Remember that verse 10 right here is not talking about the lifetime that Jah has given humanity and mankind. If you want to find a number for that, the closest place is the 120 years. But this is specifically here in Psalm 90, verse 10, is speaking about the situation and the situation of the Bnei Yisrael, the Beta Israel, in the Midbar, in the Midre Beda, in the wilderness. Their ages did not exceed that. Remember, Moshe was like 120, right? And Aaron, I think, was 130. And even Miriam, she was up there as Moshe was the baby. But the tribes, the ones that was under that year, you know, year for a day, 40 years, their lifetime did not reach beyond. So this was strictly a judgment for the children of Israel in the wilderness. This is why we said from the very beginning, the superscription is very important, where it says, Ye Xiavia so, Ye Musaid Salot, in the Amharic Apri of Moses, the man of God, or in the Hebrew, Tefila Lemoshe Ish HaElohim, the man of the Elohim. But here Kutar Asara An, verse 11. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. Ye kuta hin, kuta, kuta, kuta is anger, kuta, the I male anger, ye kuta hin, and of the I male anger, senat, senat. Senat, from sena, to be firm, strong in the sense of firmness. Senat will be, and the firmness of thy anger, the firmness, to say the power here is the firmness of thine anger. Yekutahin senat. Man yaukal. Man. Who? Man yaukal. Who? He knows the sense here by the expression of a question. Manyaukal, who knows? Who is he who knows the firmness of your anger? Yekutahina salot manyaukal. Kakuta garma yetanesa. And due to the garma. Garma is the same word when we say garmawi. Garmawi, when we say garmawi nagusinagas in translation, that can be translated as His Imperial Majesty. In fact, that is what is translated into the English as His Imperial Majesty. So garma elsewhere has to do with majesticness, but it also has a sense of, for example, if something amazed me, shocked me in the sense, and I say you garmenya, like it's shocking, it's like amazing, it's like shocking in the sense. So it has that sense of garma, the majesty. We're going to keep it with a sense of majesty, as in garmawi. Here we have yekutah garma yetanesa. So here in Amharic, we have some phrase like construction. The ka and the yetanesa, it forms an idea that says like, and due to. and due to the majesty of your male anger, kakutah garma yetenesa, and due to the majesty of your anger, the garma of your kuta, aleku, they are spent. Aleku, they are spent. Aleke, they are worn out. It's interesting because even the Hebrew we have, like, what was that Torah portion, the Balak? Balak come from Baleke, and at the root Afro-Semitically is the Aleke. Aleke is like if it was drink in the glass and somebody drank the last of it and it's dry now, it's Aleke. So it's basically saying that due to the firmness of Jehovah's anger with the disobedient Israelite generation in the wilderness, remind me a lot of I people over here for 40 plus years. Yekutahin tenat man yaukal kakutah garmaya tenesa aleku. So it has a different translation sense. The first part similar. Who knows the power of thine anger? Mo better. Who knows the firmness of thine anger? And due to the majesty of your anger, they are worn out. They are spent, to say they are spent. Kuter Asara Hulet, verse 12. Asara Hulet, 10 and 2, Asara Hulet. Delib Tibedin, Indin Namar, Kenyahin, Indi, Astau Ken. So teach us, teach I and I to number our days, that we, that I and I may apply our hearts to wisdom. Teach us to number our days. Now, in the Hebrew, that verse is translated in the English as, so teach us to number our days that we may get us a heart of wisdom. KJV brings it out, so teach us to number our days that we may apply hearts to wisdom. Bamarinya, the Metzav Kedus, belib. Lib in them hark is heart. That preposition on, in, by way of, belib, in heart, tibebin, tibeb, is wisdom in them heart, tibeb, tibebin, putting the emphasis of the verb, the ni at the end, but the word tibeb, wisdom, belib tibebin, in din namar, so that we learn wisdom in heart, in din namar, belib tibebin, In din namar, so that we might learn, So you can see the senses here, KJV has, so teach us, bamarinya, in din namar, so that we may learn, that live in heart, tibeb, wisdom at heart. Kenyahin, your right hand, Kenya, in them heart, Kenya is the right hand. Kenya, speaking to a male, speaking to Jah, the eye, right hand. Kenya hin, the eye, right hand, indeed, like this, Ashtau Ken, cause I and I to know. Thy right hand, like this, cause us, make us cognizant, make us to know. Like this, cause us to know. So you can see from our bringing out the phrase and the word by word, it is slightly nuanced, a little more detail, a little more specific. Belib tibebin and dinmar kenyahin and di astau ken. Cause us to learn wisdom at heart, in heart. Your right hand like this, make us cognizant, inform us. Let your right hand inform us, in essence, cause us to know. Kuta Asara Sos, verse 13. Asara Sos, Adetu, Temeles, Eskalechesno, Sile, Bariaochehim, Temwaget, return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee, the eye, concerning thy servant, Adetu, Ab, father, bet, house, father of the house, Adetu, Temeles, Abitu Temeles, return, like turn to us. Like the sense that he's turned his face away from us and we're just getting down pressure, persecution, setback. We know that if he graces with faith, right, turn his face to us. Don't hide your face from us. Abit temeles. Iska meches no. Iska until meches. Meche when? Meches no. Until when? Like how long to say until when? Iska meches no. Until when? How long? Sile, because of bariyawoch him. Bariyawoch. Bariyawoch is the plural for servants. Bariya. Bariya is a servant. A servant. Now, I don't know. I guess what happened to Beta Israel just turned the whole world sideways, because Bariya used to have the sense of a servant. In fact, it scripturally has sense of servant, like a servant, not slave. But even in Ethiopia, among some of the Kielis Ethiopians, they have used this terminology, you know, almost like, almost in somewhat of a racial sense, you know, by some of those who are outside of the good sense of the covenant. But the word Bariya, in fact, you know, like a dark-skinned person might be called Bariya. That's why I glory in this word, because David says, "Ine Bariyaye," name, I am your Bariya. Here it's saying, because of your Bariya Woch, because of your servant, your male servant. When I say your male servants, I'm not saying that all of them are male, but saying you're he, the you we're speaking to is he specifically. Sile, because of Bariya Wochehim, because of the I servant, Temwaget. Now, Temwaget is a very old Gutis. It's a Gutis construct. It's not found in usual Amharic, as some key words in His Majesty's Bible also reflect the Gutis, right? Temwaget. Temwaget. It's not repent. How can I share this with the eye for going into the Gutis? Okay, there's an Ethiopian wise saying. There's an ancient saying, a proverb. It says, Negus kamotu, bemani gamotu. Negus kamotu. If the king dies, bemani gamotu. Beman, by who? In who? Yigamotu. Yigamotu is from that root of temwaget. Temwaget means to contend. To contend, like to take up a legal, lawful case. It can be brought out in the English sense of to plead. So this verse, verse 13, is saying, Abetu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, Temeles, return. It's going to chase, no, how long? Return. In other words, he hasn't returned yet, the sense of it. So how long is please to return? How long before you return? Sile, Bariyawochehim, Temwaget. And because of your servants, plead their cause. Go to like almost like bat for them legally, like plead for them, argue their cause, plead, like fight their fight, plead their cause as His Majesty pleaded for we Ethiopian Hebrews and all humanity before even the united Gentile. Temwaget. The phrase again from Ethiopian ancient proverbs, Negus Kamotu. If the king dies, Beman Yigamotu. Another translation of Beman Yigamotu, if the king dies, from whom will you get justice? That is the sense of the phrase right there. So it's interesting here, the word temwaget, right, which is from the Gutis construct, temwaget, like plead because of your servants, plead for them. Abetu temeles. Abetu temeles. It's coming chase now. Sile bariyawochehim temwaget. Kutarasara arrat. Verse 14. Bemalada mehirtehinna inat ekbalen. Bezemenachin hulu desilenna. Hasekema inadargalen. O satisfy us, I and I, early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. The Maleda. Now here, once again, Maleda, the early hours of the morning, like any time after 3 a.m., but before, like, say, sunrise, right there before the dawning, it's the part, the early hours, it's called the intercessory hours. If you're going to intercede, pray for one or go to one to intercede for one, that's the best time. The Maleda. So in the early hours of the morning, the Maleda, Mehiretehin. Mehiret, mercy, Mehirete, the eyes mercy, Bemalada Mehiretehin, in the morning, the eyes mercy, in the Tegbalen, we will be satisfied, Tegeba, to be satisfied in the Tegbalet, will be satisfied in the early hours of the morning with the eye's mercy. Bezemenachin hulu, in Zemenachin, in our age, in our season, hulu, in all of our age, in all of our season. Des Yelena, we will be happy. Des, happiness, Yelena. Happiness says to us, literally in the mark, when we say we're happy and we express emotions, it's interesting because the Ethiopian doctor one time reasoned with us, he said, you know, Ethiopian, we don't have, like, some verbs are not kinetic. It's interesting. They're not kinetic. Here we have desilena. Plain translation is we'll be happy. Bringing out the Amharic etymology, it's like happiness says to us. Happy says to us. Word, sound, power. Happy says to us. But the plain translation, we will be happy. Bezemenachin hulu desilena. We will be happy, right? We'll be happy in all of our age. Hasetim, hasetim, hasetim. Hasetim is also another good term for a type of gladness, rejoicing, even a dance. Hasetim in adargalim, and we will do the haset. We will do the rejoicing, right? Hasetim and the rejoicing in adargalim, we will do. Kutar asara amist. Verse 15, Mekra basayahena zemina fanta kufuma bayena bacho zeminocha fanta desa yelena. Make I and I glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil. Mekra, trouble, my trial, tribulation, trouble. Mekra ba. Basayehen, basayehen, in the eye showing us, basayehen, you show us, basayehen, in you showing us, basayehen zemen, in the time, the season that you have shown us, mekra basayehen zemen fenta, like to say almost like instead of, right, instead of the trouble. In the time, the season, you have shown us trouble, right? Kufum and evil by Yen Nabacho in our seeing Zemenoch times, in our seeing like seasons of evil, Fanta, like instead of Des Yelena, right? We will be happy, a sense of we will be happy. Doesn't really have the sense of make us happy. But like instead of the times in which you have shown us Mekara, trial and tribulation, and like instead of the times in which we have the seasons, the different seasons we have seen evil, we will be happy. Mekara basayahen zemen afanta kufum bayen bacho zemenocha afanta desilena. Kuta asara sedist, verse 16. Asara sedist. Baria wochehinna. Sarahin e lijachachuinem mira. Make the work, make your work, it says let, but you say make thy work appear to thy servants and thy glory to their children. Bariawoche, the eye servants, Bariawoche Hina, the eye servants, and Sarahin, the eye male work, Sarah. Sarah work, Sarah, the eyes work. E, see. Here we have E. E is a command. E from Aya. Aya to see. Right? Aya, as we had in the verse before, we had ba sayehen, ayehen, asayehen, you causing us to see. Bayen, ayen, we saw. Bayen, bacho. Zemenoch, in the times that we saw here in verse 16, we're saying to he who be who ye be, Bariawochehinna, your servants, and Sirahin, and your work, E. See your servant, see your servants, and see your work. Linking I and I as his servant to his work is I and I. Bariawochehinna, Serahin E, Lidjo Chachunim, and their children, Lidjo Chacho, their children, Lidjo Chachunim, and their children, Mira, guide, right? Guide their children, guide, Mira, guide, Liknonde. Guide? Okay, no, Mira. Could be some words that are close to. Mira, guide. Mira, have mercy, Mira. It's interesting, guide and mercy is very close relation. We'll check that out, but one more verse here. Kuter Asra Sebat. Verse 17. Yamlakachin ye gziavihir burhan. Belayachin Yehun, ye ijochachnim sera, belayachin akna. And may the beauty of the Lord our God be up on us, and establish thou the eye, the work of our hands up on us. Yea, the work of our hands, in our hands, establish thou it. Yeah, Amlakachin. Amlak, God or source. We translate it as more as source, but often it's translated simply as God. But yeah, Amlakachin of our source. Yeah, Egziavir of the sustainer, Burhan, the light. The light of the sustainer, our source. Belayachin, Belai, above. Belayachin, above, I, Yehun, B, may the light of the sustainer, our source, be upon, I. Yamlakachin, Yegziavih, Burhan, Belayachin, Yehun, Ye Ijo, Chachinim, and of our hands, Ye Ijo Chachinim, Sirah, and the Sirah, and the work of I and I hand, Belayachin, above I and I, upon I and I, Belayachin, Akna is to establish, but Kena is like straightforward, like make it straightforward, make it established, in a sense, make it go through straightforwardly, may it be established. Yes, I. Rastafari. Kabura Kalu, Kabura Dimsu, Kabura Hailu. Glory to the Word, Sound, and Power. Kabura Lebino, Le Melkano. Glory be to our Father, our King. Kabura Le Abatachin, Le Negusachin, Le Kermah Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos, in the name of Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Here, once again, Willem Hart.
Mazmur Samania Zatain, Bekanif Zatana. የእግዚአብሔር ሰው የሙሴ ጸሎት አቤቱ አንተ ለትውልድ ሁሉ መጠጊያ ሆንህልን ተራሮች ሳይወለዱ ምድርም ዓለምም ሳይሰሩ ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ አንተ ነህ ሰውን ወደ ሐሳር አትመልስም የሰው ልጆች ሆይ ተመለሱ ትላለህ ሺህ ዓመት በፊትህ እንዳለፈች እንደ ትናንት ቀን እንደ ሌሊትም ትጋት ነውና ዘመኖች የተናቁ ይሆናሉ በማለዳም እንደ ሳር ያልፋል ማልዶ ያብባል ያልፋልም በሰርክም ጣውልጎና ደርቆ ይወድቃል እኛ በቁጣ ሐልቀናልና በመዓትህም ደንግጠናልና የተሰወረውን ኃጢአታችንን በፊትህ ብርሃን በደላችንንም በፊትህ አስቀመጥ ዘመናችን ሁሉ አልፏልና እኛም በመዓትህ አልቀናልና ዘመኖቻችንም እንደ ሸረሪት ድር ይሆናሉ የዘመኖቻችንም እድሜ 70 ዓመት ቢበረታም 80 ዓመት ነው ቢበዛ ግን ድካምና መከራ ነው ከኛ ቶሎ ያልፋልና እኛም እንገሰጣለንና የቁጣህን ጽናት ማን ያውቃል ከቁጣህ ግርማ የተነሳ አለቁ በልብ ጥበብን እንድንማር ቀኝህን እንዲህ አስታውቀን አቤቱ ተመለስ
እስከ መቼስ ነው? ስለ ባሪያዎችህም ተሟገት። በማለዳ ምሕረትህን እንጠግባለን፣ በዘመናችን ሁሉ ደስ ይለናል፣ ሐሴትም እናደርጋለን። መከራ ባሳየህን ዘመን ፈንታ፣ ክፉም ባየንባቸው ዘመኖች ፈንታ ደስ ይለናል። ባሪያዎችህንና ሥራህን እይ፣ ልጆቻቸውንም ምራ። የአምላካችን የእግዚአብሔር ብርሃን በላያችን ይሁን፣ የእጆቻችንንም ሥራ በላያችን አቅና።
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the roots and the gods, let Jah be praised.
So here's a little time that we have. Yeah, today's daily psalm, Tefillah. Tefillah in the Hebrew, and we have Tzelot. Now, as we mentioned before, Tzelot comes from more of the Eastern Semitic, that's related like to the Aramaic. They have the Tzelot there within the Aramaic, and then we have the Western, you know, Semitic Tefillah. Now, Tefillah from Palal to judge. So actually in the Hebrew, prayer is more like self-analysis. It is an interesting reasoning. It's like a meditation. It's like more like self-analysis, like seeing, well, as I pray to he who be who he be, how close am I to he, and how much right do I have to ask for this according to his way? It's an interesting concept. It's definitely not prayer in the Western Gentile sense, like, you know, just like, you know, you're just shouting out into the void or something like that. It's more of an inward petition, right, to the very root of life in the eye. You know, if you're going to find the Almighty anywhere, you should find the Almighty. If the Almighty is a life giver, then in the life, in the midst, in the innermost of the innocence. But just to bring out that sense there, that pray in English comes from a whole different root than prayer in the Royal Amharic, the Tzelot, and prayer in the Hebrew. But here, just a look over the Hebrew Midrash right here, brothers and
sisters.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
So first of all, right here, the native speaker, and we're going to go through a little midrash. The time here, we're going to go through the part one and two of the midrash, the build. I think this has actually 18 parts. You know, the teaching on today's daily psalm goes into 18 parts, breaking down verses and comparing verses with elsewhere in scripture. This is why when Rabbeinu Yeshua said to them, is it not written in your law? And he quoted the Psalms, because remember, Psalms has five books, right? The Torah, five books. And as we study the Psalms, we see that the Psalms, like David, a man after Jehovah's own heart, his Psalms also speak to the heart of HaTorah. So first things first, right here, native speaker, going to the Hebrew, and then we'll bring forward the Midrash right after that. Yes, sir.
Tehillim Sefer Revi'i Mizmor Tzadeh. Tefillah le Moshe Ish HaElohim. Adonai, Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu Vedor Vador. Veterem Harim Yulladu Vattecholel Eretz Vetevel. ומעולם עד עולם אתה אל. תשב אנוש עד דקה ותומר, שובו בני אדם. כי אלף שנים בעיניך, כיום אתמול כי יעבור, ואשמורה ולילה. זרמתם שינה יהיו, בבוקר כחציר יחלוף, בבוקר יציץ וחלף, לערב ימולל ויבש, כי חלינו ואפיך, ובחמתך נבהלנו. שתה עוונותינו לנגדך, עלומנו למאור פניך, כי כל ימינו פנו ועברתך, חילינו שנינו כמוהגה. ימי שנותינו בהם 70 שנה, ואם בגבורות 80 שנה, ורוחבם עמל ואבן, כי גז חיש ונעופה. מי יודע עוז אפיך וכיראתך עברתך? למנות ימינו כן הודע, ונביא לבב חוכמה. שובה אדוני עד מתי, והנחם על עבדיך. סבענו בבוקר חסדיך, ונרננה ונשמחה בכל ימינו. שמחנו כמות עיניתנו, שנות ראינו רעה. יראה אל עבדיך פעוליך, והדרך על ביניהם. והיא נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו, ומעשה ידינו כוננה עלינו, ומעשה ידינו כוננהו.
כוננהו, כוננהו. Interesting how that links with Mekonnen, to establish. Yes, sir.
Evil, boy, everything takes time.
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
The English language.
Trying your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Evil, boy, everything takes time.
Keeping that in mind right there from Sirach, right? That which you translate from Hebrew doesn't always have the same force. So let's get to the groundation, the Sabatawi Kwankwa, as His Majesty calls the Hebrew, the groundational language. Here.
Today's song, Mizmor Adai. Mizmor Adai, Adai, Adai. Here, today's psalm, Mizmor Adai, Mizmor Adai. Psalm 90, here, beginning book 4, Mizmor Adai, Psalm XC, Psalm 90. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha Elohim, a prayer, Tefillah, of Moses, le Moshe, the man of God. Ish ha Elohim, tefillah lemosha, ish ha Elohim. Hear the Aleph, the first verse, Psalm 90 and 1. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, where it reads, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord." Zevach Rishaim, Tovat Yahuwah, the sacrifice of the wretched. Zevach Rishaim, of the Rishaim, of the wicked. Tovat Yahuwah, is an abomination to he who be, we be, is an abomination to Jehovah. Bil'am, Balaam, for example, was a wicked, a wretched man who said to Balak, "Build me here 7 altars in Bamidbar," in Numbers chapter 23, verse 1. Vayomer bi'l'am il'balak b'nei'li bazeh shiva'at mi'zibohot. And Balaam said to Balak, Vayomer bi'l'am il'balak, "Build me here 7 altars b'nei'li bazeh shiva'ah
Mi zibechot, mi zibechot, mi zibechot. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, O wicked man, O ratchet man, Rasha, shall I take offerings from thee, from the eye? Better is a handful of quietness, Ecclesiastes 4 and 6. Better is a handful of quietness. Tov amilo kaf nachat. Better is a handful of quietness. Tov amilo kaf nachat. That is to say, in my sight, the handful of fine flour that my children bring to me with their daily offering is better than all the sacrifices that thou wouldest offer up to me. They are an abomination to me. They are an abomination to I. Wherein do I delight? In the prayer of the upright, as is said, the sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet, is an abomination to Jehovah. But the prayer of the upright is his delight.
His delight. His delight. His
Zevach Rishaim Toivati Yowa U Tefilata Isharima Rizono. The sacrifice of the wicked, Zebach Rishaim, is an abomination to Jehovah, To'evat Yahweh. But the prayer, Tefillat, of the upright, Yisharim, is his delight, Ritzono. Zebach Rishaim, To'evat Yahweh, Tefillat Yisharim, Ritzono. The upright, Yisharim, being Amo Yisrael, being the people of Israel. Hence, here, a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God. Tefila Lemoshe Ish Ha Elohim. An exposition of a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha Elohim. Tefila Lemoshe Ish Ha Elohim. Psalm 90 and 1. The Rebbeinah, the rabbis, and Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon differed. According to Ha Rebbanim, according to the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, there were four who directed their prayers to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, after they had chided HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after they had chided the Holy One, blessed be He, with their words. One, firstly, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, who said, now, after I had delivered the deed of the purchase, I prayed to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. Vayeta palala achrei titi yaeta sefera ha mikna illa baruk ben neiria lemor. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah. I prayed to Yahweh, to Jehovah, to He who be, we be, saying, Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chided Ha Elohim with his words. What had he said? Behold, the siege works, the Chaldeans are come to the city to take it. Here, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 24. Hinei ha solota ba'u ha'ira le lakadaha vi ha'ira nitna b'yada ha kasadim ha nilachamim aleha mipnei ha chereb vi ha ra'av vi ha davar va asher dibarta haya vi hinka roeh. Behold, the mounts that are come to the city to take it, to take her. And the city is given to the hand of the Kasdim, the Chaldeans, that fight against her, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence, and what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And here, Midrash note, Mizmor Sadai, Psalm 90. Why then should I have been told, what Yirmeyahu is saying here, the Midrash note is, why then should I have been told to purchase the field of Hanamiel? Secondarily, the second example, Habakkuk,
Habakkuk directed his prayer to Filato, to Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. Tefillah la Habakkuk ha-navi al shigayonot Yahuwah shama'iti shima'ika ya'reiti Yahuwah pa'alka bi'karev shanim chayehu bi'karev shanim todia bi'rogez rachem tia'zikor. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon shigayonot. Tefillah la Habakkuk ha-navi al shigayonot. O Lord, I have heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember compassion. Yahweh, shama'iti yashim'ika yareiti. O he who be who he be, Yahweh, shama'iti. I have heard, shim'ika yareiti. I have heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid, and am reverent. Yahweh, O he who be who he be. Jehovah, pa'alka b'kareba shanim chayehu. O he who be who he be, revive thy work in the midst of the years. Revive it, revive thy work. B'kareba shanim chayehu. B'kareba shanim todi'ah. In the midst of the years, make it known. Todi'ah. Birogeza rachem ti zikor. In wrath, remember compassion. Birogez rachem ti zikor. But what had he said previously? I have heard thy speech and was afraid. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahweh, shema'iti, shim'ika, yareti. And here, Midrash note, I've heard thy speech, Midrash note, about the terrors of the Chaldee invasion. Yahweh, shema'iti, shim'ika, yareti. And thirdly, David directed to Filato his prayer, Elotu, to Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said, a prayer of David, even in Psalm 17, Hebraically the first verse, a prayer of David. And here, the superscription, Mizmor Yod Zain, Yuzain. Psalm 17, Psalm XVII, here, Hebraically, the first verse, superscription, Tefillah le David, a prayer, Tefillah le David, of David, of the loving, the well-beloved, Tefillah le David. But what had he said previously? Here, Mizmor, here in Psalm 10, 14th verse, Hebraically, what did David say previously? Thou hast seen it. Thou, the eye, beholdest mischief and spite. Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, Hebraic with the 14th verse, that reads, Raita ki ata amal vachas. Thou, the eye, hast seen. Raita, the eye has seen. Raita ki ata. Seeing, for the eye has seen. Raita ki ata, for thou the eye, male, ki ata amal wa ka'as. Thou beholdest mischief and spite. For thou beholdest, for the eye beholdest trouble and vexation, for the eye beholdest mischief and spite. Aita ki ata amal wa ka'as. And here, Midrash note, that is, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, sees the wicked, the ratchet, contemn him, but he does nothing. This is to say, here, even from Mizmor Yud, Psalm 10, Hebraically, Ra'ita, Kiata, Amal, Wa, Ka'as, for thou beholdest mischief and strife, for thou beholdest trouble and vexation. That is to say, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, sees the wicked, the ratchet, Ha'rasha'im, the ratchet ones contemn him, but he does nothing. And fourthly, Moses directed Elotu, Tefilato, his prayer to Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, for he said, and I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. And I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Va'etapala leliyahuwa, va'homar, Adonai Yahuwi, ala tashacheta mecha. And I prayed to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Wa etapalal Eliyahuwa. And said, Wa Omar, O Adonai, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh, Al Tashcheta Amecha, Al Tashchet Amecha, destroy not thy people. Al Tashchet Amecha. But what had he said previously? He said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, against Amecha? Here in Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. And here from the KJV, King James Version, Shemot, Exodus 32, 11. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, that thou the eye hast brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand? Vayachal Moshe et apnei Yehovah Elohayo, vayomer lama Yehovah yechreapeka de'ameka, asher hotzeita me eretz Mitzrayim bekoach gadol uavyad achzaka. And Moshe besought he who be, who he be, Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim, and said, Yo, Jehovah, O he who be, who he be, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people? Why yechal Moshe et apnei Yehovah Elohayo, why yomer lama Yehovah yechrapka be'ameka? Rav Yehuda bar Rav Shimon, Rav Judah bar Rav Simon taught, but were not their very prayers chidings? Were not their very prayers chidings of him? Yeremiah, Jeremiah said, I prayed to the Lord in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. Wayetapala leliyahuwa, I prayed to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Wa etapalel eliyahuwa. I prayed to Jehovah and began by saying, according to the words of Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, chapter 12, verse 1, righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Tzadik ata Yahuwah ki arev aleka.
Right wouldest thou be, O he who be who he be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee, with the I. Sadiq atah wa ki arib eleka, or translated as righteous art thou, O Jehovah. Sadiq atah yawa, when I plead with thee. Ki arib eleka, or right wouldest thou be, O Jehovah. Sadiq atah yawa, were I to contend with thee, were I to contend with the I, ki arib eleka, I who am here today and tomorrow in the grave, should I plead with thee, with the I, of what avail? Sadiq atah yawa, ki arib eleka, righteous art thou, O Jehovah, when I plead with thee, with the I. Sadiq atah Yahuwah, ki arib eleka, right wouldest the I be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee. Nevertheless, Jeremiah went on to chide, saying, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Ach, mishpatim edaber rotak. Madua derek rishaim saleach. Madua derek rishaim salecha. Yet will I reason with thee. Ach, mishpatim edaber otak. Wherefore, why, madua, why, madua, dereka rishayim alecha, wherefore, why, doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet, of the rishayim, the ratchet ones prosper, madua, dereka rishayim alecha, or translated as, yet make I talk with the eye of thy judgments. Ak mishpati edaber rotak. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet, prosper? Madua derek rishaim alecha. Habakkuk, and Bakom. Habakkuk began with a prayer of Habakkuk. Tefillah la Habakkuk, a prayer. Tefillah la Habakkuk of Habakkuk. A prayer of Habakkuk. Hear. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 1. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yo, shema'iti, shim'ika, yareti. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahweh, Shema'iti, Shim'ika, Yareti. David began with a prayer of David in Psalm 17, verse 1. Tefillah le David, a prayer of David. Tefillah le David, le David. Tefillah le David, a prayer of David. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? Even here in Mizmor Yud Zayin, in Psalm 17, Hebraically verse 14, he said, deliver my soul from men that are thy hand, O Lord. Palitah nafshi mimatim yadika Yahuwah. Deliver my soul. Palitah ya. Palitah nafshi, deliver, palitah nafshi, deliver nafshi, deliver her, deliver nafshi, deliver my soul, palitah nafshi, from men that are thy hand, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, mi matim, yadikai Yahuwah. And here, midrash note, a midrash note
right here, here, here. These words are applied to Nebuchadnezzar, referred to the Midrash on Psalm 17, the 11th Perek, the 11th section. Moses began with, I prayed to the Lord in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. Wa eta palel Eliyahua, and I prayed to he who be who he be, and I prayed to Jehovah. Wa eta palel Eliyahua el Yahweh, I prayed to Jehovah. But what did he say in Tefillato, in his prayer? He said, destroy not thy people. Destroy not thy people. Al tashchet amecha. Destroy not amecha, thy people. And here, Midrash note, he, Moshe, thus, like this, spoke of Ha'el, the true God of Ha'Elohim, as a destroyer, when Moshe said, Al tashchet amecha, destroy not, don't destroy thy people. Hence, here, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, a prayer of Moses, of Moshe, who chided Elohim, who chided God. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha-Elohim. And here, Midrash notes, apparently, Ish, man, is here read as a form of the Hebraic Ush, meaning chide, to rebuke. Apparently, right here, Ish ha-Elohim, Ish, man of Elohim, is here read as a form of Ush ha-Elohim, meaning to chide, to rebuke ha-Elohim, to rebuke the true good, the true God, 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 the true God.
Yes. Shabbat shalom. Yes, Shabbat shalom. Send us salam. Brothers and sisters, right here, we have Kedoshim. Something I want to share that's found here in Ayinai Tefillah, the Amida, where he says that he has made us holy, set apart by way of his commandments. We have Kedoshim right here, holy ones, set apart ones, where Jehovah says to Ayinai Kedoshim to you, to be Kedoshim, set apart ones, because he is Kadosh, he is set apart. So here, just right here, this is like the evening service, just one little section right here at the Full of Folk. Really sought to share some more on the Midrash on Psalm 90, but here for Kedoshim, just a word for the Shabbat right here. Our God and God of our fathers, our power and power of our patriarchs, set I and I rest, sanctify, set I and I apart by thy commandments. He makes us Isla, set apart by his commandment. When we keep his commandment, whether it's a little or a great one, as we keep a little or a great one, we are set apart. That's a little kedusha, Islaness. Our God, our power and power of our patriarchs, except I and I rest. Eloheinu, Elohei Aboteinu, Ritzei, Bia Menuchateinu. Menucha, rest. Sanctify I and I by thy commandments, and grant I and I portion in thy law and thy Torah. Satisfy I and I with thy goodness, and gladden I and I with thy salvation. Purify I and I heart to serve the eye in truth, and in the eye love and favor, O Jehovah, I and I power. Make I and I inherit the holy, the Isle of Shabbat, and may Yisrael, Israel, who hallow, who set apart, sanctify, islify thy name, rest thereon. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, who hallowest, who sets apart, ha Shabbat. Eloheinu, Elohei, Avotenu, Re'ei, Bia Menuchatenu, our Elohim, Elohim of our patriarchs, except I and I rest. Kadshenu, B'mitzoteka, who makes us Isla set apart by thy mitzoteka, B'mitzoteka, by thy commandments. Grant and grant I and I portion in thy Torah, thy directions, instruction, in thy glory. As Matthew says to I and I, for my part, I glory in the Bible. With tain, chelkeinu, b'torateka, satisfy I and I with thy goodness and gladden I and I with thy salvation. Sabeinu. Be mia tubeka, sabenu, satisfy, sabenu, I and I. Mia tubeka, from thy tubeka, from thy goodness, with samchenu, and make I and I happy and glad. Be yeshuateka, be shuateka, be yeshuateka, in the I Yeshua. Purify I and I heart, to serve thee, to serve the I in truth. With tahir libeinu, tahir, tahar, tahara, purify. With tahir, purify libeinu, I and I heart. Le abdeka, of thy servant, be'emet, in emet, like emet, emet, and in thy love, and favor, O Jehovah, I and I Elohim, make I and I to inherit the Isle of the Holy, the set apart Shabbat. We hanachileinu, Yahuwah Eloheinu, be ahava, in ahava, in love, ahava, or some might say, be ahava, we say, be ahava, in love, or be ratzon. And in favor, Shabbat, the Sabbath, Kadesheka, the I holy Sabbath. And may Yisrael, who hallow, who set apart thy name, rest thereon. With Yanuhu, with Yanuhu, may they rest with Yanuhu Baha, in her, Baha, in her, speaking of the Shabbat. We yanuhu bah Yisrael me kadeshay shimka, the I name, who set apart, sanctify the I name. Barukata Yahuwah me kadesh ha Shabbat. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, he who be who he be, ha kadosh baruch hu baruch Hashem, who hallowest, who sanctifiest, who set us apart, Mikadesh, who makes set apart, Mikadesh Ha Shabbat. Yes, I, Rastafari, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, Tena Yestalin.